President Biden is about to make it official. Lisa Brady, Fox News. He is set to announce the U.S. will give 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian tank battalion. It's a process that could take months and training, which will be done outside of Ukraine. This comes after weeks of talks with Germany about their tanks, which require less training.
Germany and a significant segment of German society has been reluctant to get drawn into a war, especially one with Russia. But now some of its modern and powerful Leopard 2 tanks will be donated to Ukraine and other NATO countries allowed to send their German-made tanks as well. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz calling President Joe Biden a really good partner. Russia says all this is blatant provocation.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The White House says the president spoke today with the German Chancellor and the prime ministers of France, Britain and Italy. Just getting word of a deadly attack on a train in northern Germany. Two people stabbed to death, five others injured, the suspect in custody. A pledge from a federal prosecutor to the family of Tyre Nichols, a black man who died after a traffic stop confrontation in Memphis this month. Now the focus of three law enforcement investigations.
I told them this federal civil rights investigation will be thorough, it will be methodical, and it will continue until we gather all the relevant facts.
U.S. Attorney Kevin Ritz says releasing video footage is still up to state and local officials. Five officers who are also black have been fired, accused of using excessive force, beating and kicking Nichols during the arrest. The first grade teacher shot and wounded by a six-year-old boy in Newport News, Virginia, will sue the school district. Her attorney announcing it, accusing administrators of ignoring warnings from staffers on the day of the shooting. The superintendent has said the boy's backpack was searched and no weapon was found. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new survey finds a majority of Colorado teachers don't feel safe in school.
The annual Colorado State of Education report polled 1,600 teachers, with 67% saying that they don't feel safe and worry about a mass shooting at their school. The majority also saying that arming teachers is not the answer.
That's a very alarming statistic, because we know when our educators don't feel safe, that our students most likely have those same feelings.
Amy Baca Olert, president of the Colorado Education Association, saying the survey shows that most teachers believe that improved security and more mental health resources is the answer. The state teachers union using the survey to push for more school funding.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The White House just announcing a record number of people signing up for Obamacare, more than 16 million for this year. That's double the number covered when the Affordable Care Act marketplaces first launched nearly a decade ago, the number of uninsured Americans falling to a new all-time low of 8%. A famous collection gets a new addition from the First Lady.
The National Museum of American History is the new home for two of the outfits worn by the First Lady on Inauguration Day. One is an ocean blue wool tapered tweed dress with pearls and crystals, a matching overcoat with a dark blue velvet collar and cuffs, and a face mask. The other, an ivory silk wool dress and double-breasted cashmere coat, also with a face mask, all embroidered with the flowers of every U.S. state and territory she wore at night. The outfits are being added to the museum's First Lady's collection. One item missing, an inaugural ball gown. That's because there was no ball since the Biden inauguration took place at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, when large indoor gatherings were discouraged. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Stocks are giving up some recent gains. Right now, the Dow is down 205 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.